It's 4 minutes after the hour, by my watch at least. And as always, this group was brought together to exchange and share information about the various streams of activity happening in the internet governance, broadly defined space, which of course includes the IANA oversight transition, the ICANN accountability stream, what's happening in the ICG, and as Keith just mentioned, I think also the Internet Governance Work Group, and to make sure that we're sharing and exchanging information as effectively as possible. It has been relatively informal and has resulted in, I think, a good sharing of information and dialogue, and would like to keep it going in that spirit, even though the group is broadening. We do have a basic agenda that BART has put forward, but we can certainly add to that as required. But let's get going with that proposed agenda, unless there are any objections. And if there are any additional elements, we can add them to the end of that agenda. So having just heard the roll call, we won't call for it again. And maybe we can move straight to the an update from folks on the ICG. And I guess we have both Keith and Martin from the ICG, but nobody else from the ICG. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
So maybe I could get Martin or Keith, each of you, to respectively offer up where the ICG is at and the overall status of it and what it sees coming up in the next short while.
Shall I go ahead on Keith or you?
Shall I just do a very high level and you can perhaps give some detail, Martin?
I doubt very much we'll have in very much detail, but go ahead.
Okay, and just as an incidental, I will have to go off this call around 30 minutes past the hour, so my apologies for leaving early. The ICG met last on the 26th of November, and it meets again next on the 10th of December. The last meeting, I think the three major points that arose from that was, during the meeting and subsequent to the meeting, we had quite a good dialogue with Kuei Wu, who is the board liaison, the ICANN board liaison on the group, and we got a degree greater clarity around what ICANN board perceives its role to be in terms of the transition plan and handing it on to NTIA, and that they understand that they will not be able to interfere or edit the plan at the last minute, and that their process of getting a terrible amount of feedback here.
Mute your phones, please.
Sorry, that's a terrible amount of feedback. That's better now. Thank you, whoever muted. So, yes, greater clarity around the ICANN board's role in terms of the transition. The ICG is also finalising the proposal finalisation process document, and that should be available quite soon. And the ICG agreed, and I'll read it from the minute notes that we got from the meeting, and this is probably where Martin can provide greater clarity, because I'm not sure I totally understand this, but the ICG is to consider flagging the issue of contracting and separability of IANA functions, which was under discussion by CWG on NAMES component of IANA stewardship transition with leaders of all communities developing stewardship proposes. And that's it from me.
Thank you. Martin, before you get going, Keith, could I just ask, when you talked to the ICANN board representative, what was his feedback, or did he provide any greater color or context in terms of board expectations once they received the document from ICG?
Yes, the clarity is that they will pass the proposal on to NTIA unscathed, or that they potentially have the right to kill off the project in its entirety, but that there would be no manipulation of the wording at all, and they understand that the ICANN board's role is to participate during the process and make its submissions like everybody else during the process, not as a last point at the end of the process. So given that, I would assume that that there will be a straightforward, here's the ICG's proposal, and it'll go straight through from ICANN board to NTIA unscathed.
Thank you. Martin?
Yes, okay, thanks. I've actually got the words in front of me that Kuo-Wu put forwards, and that should have appeared verbatim in the minutes. But it's along the lines that Keith said, the ICANN board will meet to consider the final ICG report within 14 days of receiving the report. The board will send the report onto the NTIA without making any changes within 14 days of receiving the report. The board will send an accompanying letter which will either endorse the report or it will express concerns that will already have been shared with the ICG through the various opportunities for public comment and dialogue. The accompanying letter will be posted publicly. And that, as a set of wording, was agreed by certainly all the ICG members on the call and subsequently by a few others on the list. The other point that Keith mentioned was about the contracting, and it was something I raised in giving feedback from the CWG names, and that was because they were developing a proposal that has a contract co as one of the elements, and that this was put into place to ensure separability as a concept, and that this contract co would be just essentially a legal shell that would hold the other side of the contract, but that it would not be a rebid at time of transition. But I flag this because obviously if we have a discussion in one area that is based around using a contract co, and others are not doing something similar, then we are going to have to start thinking about what the interface between the various functions might be. So that was the bit that Keith was referring to, that Alyssa was then going to, and I don't know whether she has done, be in contact with the people who were chairing the three different functions processes to try and understand whether there is a serious disconnect between the different proposals or not. The only other thing I'd like to add is stuff that's going ahead on list. To some extent, the ICG is in the calm before the storm. And so we're just trying to make sure that we've got all the bits and pieces we're going to need when we get into the receipt of the different proposals. And we've got two documents, one that I think everybody is now in full agreement to publish, and that would be an FAQ. And that one actually looks fine to me, and Manal from the GAC has put in sterling work to get something that is actually comprehensible and comprehensive. And the other work that's going on, and I think there is still some work to be done on this, is the finalization process. So when we meet, how are we going to pull the different threads together? And as Keith said, that probably will be progress a little bit more when we have our call next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Martin. Any questions for either Keith or Martin? Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on to an update from the CWG. And based on the roll call, I don't think there's anybody here other than Alan, who's actually a member of it.
I'm not a member.
Or Alan was a participant, sorry, not a member. I stand corrected. So maybe I'll just, Alan, can you provide your perspective on this?
Well, I thanks, Byron. I think everyone's aware there was a proposal published, I think, at midnight Pacific time or something, that is to say within the deadline of December 1st, but it might have been the morning of the 2nd in Europe at that point. It's quite lengthy, and this is attributable to the RFP that came from the ICG. The core of it, the actual transition proposal, is actually not that long, and I guess I'd make the comment for better or for worse. So I think it starts around page 62. So those of you that might feel daunted by the length of the document, I think it's about 120 pages. There's only five or six to read in the middle, as well as an initial set of contract terms is also included there, and those also bear reading. It appears not a lot of people got that far, so I'd encourage you to do that. The CWG is holding a series of three webinars on, excuse me, on the proposal. The first was earlier this morning, at least in North America, and the next two will be tomorrow. I don't know if the time's readily at hand, but that information is around very quickly. So comments are being sought by the 22nd of December with a view to integrating those by the 19th of January. There's a number of meetings already planned. The CWG will be meeting throughout the holiday season to deal with the comments, to try and drill down into some of the very good questions that have already been asked. There is some detail to be fleshed out on that. So there's a recognition that it is an outline, but it certainly requires some more depth and detail to be provided. So without going into the substance of it, unless someone in particular wants me to do that, let me just leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Are there any questions for Alan or general comments on this stream?
Yes, if I may, it's Martin here, and it's good that Alan did that introduction. Thank you very much. I suspect that my question is something that he is going to be able to respond on, because it's about the assumption that comes in that the board has got a role in approving the delegation and redelegation of CCTLDs prior to it being submitted to NTIA. Now, my understanding has always been in the new contract that NTIA do not expect the ICANN board to do more than just verify that due process has been followed in the administrative work internally. So my question really to Alan is, was he actually coming up with evidence that the board did see themselves as having an approval function? And part of my concern then is, well, I'll come back to that when Alan's answered. Thanks.
So, I mean, stepping back generally, it was not the intention, nor hopefully in the execution, to necessarily change the policy approval process. All right, you will see. I'm not aware of any language in that makes a distinction. I don't think the words ICANN board are mentioned in the document, but I'd certainly have to go back and look at that. Okay. There is language in the so-called key contract terms that I referenced in my introduction requiring an enhanced separation between policy and operations. For example, no more redaction of board minutes, full publication of all recommendations, for example. So those elements are already in the proposal, but I'm not aware of us speaking to the role of the board. I think we just talk about the IANA operator. I sense I'm not answering your question, Martin, but help me out here.
I think the it does in on page 63 under 3.3, the second main bullet is independent review of board actions, where it says this applies to delegation and redelegation of CCTLDs which require ICANN board approval prior to being submitted to the NTIA. That then is, I think, a cue for them to put into the Customer Standing Committee receiving reports from the IANA Functions Operator. It's within this that actually seems to give a role to the Customer Standing Committee to do a review of delegation and redelegation reports. So that would then appear as being an interim authorization process, which I must admit seems to have sneaked into the final draft way after the Frankfurt meeting. So I'm just sort of trying to work out in my own mind what appears to be giving the authority for going down that particular route.
Well, okay, let me puzzle through that offline, but let me say that the Customer Standing Committee's role is, I guess there may be this use of the word review, okay? That's literally all they do. If they have any issues, they have to elevate those to the multi-stakeholder review team. So the Customer Standing Committee has no authority. Let's say they feel that something was wonky, they have no authority to deal with it in and of themselves.
Okay, yeah, that's helpful. Rather than, I think you're right. If you can have a look at that particular issue and we can have an exchange on that subsequently, that would be very helpful for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Martin.
And Martin, I think you had a part two to the question. You said you'd come back to something.
I come back to it. I sneak that one in. That was about the role of the Customer Standing Committee and the review. And Alan very nicely responded to that as a point.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions for Alan or comments on this branch in general? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to the fourth bullet point, which is the update on the CCWG on accountability. I'm going to presume that all of us here have actually seen. Can I just ask whoever has their phone unmuted? We can hear a lot in the background. Mute your phones, please. Thank you. I think all of us have seen the list of candidates who stood for this role. There were five, and all five have been accepted. We had up to five seats in this working group. We had five candidates. We've okayed them all, and therefore have filled all five seats. Mathieu has been the co-chair of the drafting team for the charter of this working group, and my sense is I'm pretty confident that he will certainly be the interim co-chair, if not the ongoing co-chair of the working group itself. Later today in my time, I'll be sending a note out to all of the successful candidates on this as well. Well, Bart, did you want to add anything? Are there any other questions or comments around this particular working group? In a sense, it is literally just getting going.
Two details. One is that the first call will be on the 9th of December. And secondly, there is a call for participants as well. And the participants, it's similar to the CWG on the stewardship. So they will not be appointed by the participating or the chartering organizations. And thirdly, is the co-chairs of the CWG met with the interim co-chairs of the CCWG accountability to start a liaison process between the two groups in order to manage what needs to go into work stream one of the accountability working group and accountability sections in the stewardship proposal and the names, but also say they will reach out to the other functional groups as well. That was my addition.
Okay, thanks, Bart. Are there any comments or any discussion on the accountability CWG at this point? I guess Mathieu will be joining us on this call, these calls going forward.
Yes, for a matter of fact, this is Bart again. All five, as say discussed on the first point, all five will be subscribed, as are the members of the CWG and the ICG.
Okay. Well, hearing no further discussion on that, let's move to the next bullet point, which is around trying to provide... Yes?
Byron, Keith and Mary have raised their hands. Keith was first.
Thanks. I'm only doing this on telecon conference.
So I'll keep I'll keep a note.
Thank you, Mary. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, Mary.
Hello. Okay.
Mary, we can hear you.
I was. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Mary.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Mary, we can hear you.
Okay. All right then. Good evening. I'm sorry I couldn't come in on time, but I want to clarify whether the ICG members would also be part of the CCWG.
This is
hello,
Bart.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, this is Bart. Say, as with the CWG stewardship, I think, but that's up to you. I can do it. I can ask staff to do it. But you can participate as participants as well as on the, with the other one. So that's up to you whether you want to do it.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. I did not see the presentation. I know Keith and Martin would have done a good job to make the summary of what has happened in the CWG as well as ICG. But the hot topic is the proposal RFP number 3. I don't know whether anybody raised issues on that.
Mary, we discussed it, so, and it's RFP, say, Alan provided an update, and Martin asked some questions around it, so that has been discussed already.
All right. I'll listen to the discussion later then, so that I will not disrupt the meeting, so we can go ahead. Thank you very much, Bart, for the clarification.
Okay, thanks, Mary. I appreciate you taking that course of action.
Yeah, and Keith has his hand up as well.
Okay, Keith, go ahead.
And this is just a comment that occurred to me as we were discussing these last three items. I'm just wondering whether this group should probably have an agenda item or not for the future. On the Net Mundial initiative and whether that's anything that this group should be concerned about in any way, shape or form, given it's a fledgling thing and there's a lot of uncertainty around what it is and what it's going to be and so on. So I'm just offering that as a something that this group might want to consider, and perhaps it's not the ideal time to try and answer that on today's call since it's not on the agenda, but maybe we could put that on the agenda for the next call. And I will have to drop off this call in about 5 minutes, so I'll put a message in chat when I disappear, and I'll catch up with the rest of the call from the recording.
Thanks, Keith. I like the way you drop that on the table and then beat a hasty retreat. But seriously, I think it's definitely worth having the conversation. We'll make sure to add it as an agenda item for next week the next call, rather, when we also have a little broader participation from some of the other groups. Good idea. Thanks. So with that, let's move on to the next agenda item, which is regarding outreach to engage the CCTLD community in IANA oversight transition process with regards to the comment period on the draft document. There's a comment period on that running from Monday night yesterday until December 22nd, and I think it's incumbent upon us to do as much as we can to try to stimulate feedback and comment from individual CCs. You know, I'll just say here, my sense is that we should do our utmost to get individual CC operators to provide their own discrete comment into the process, as opposed to trying to do a CCNSO or council comment. Given the time frame, for one thing, I think it's just logistically going to be very difficult, but also given the nature of this particular subject, I think it would be far better if we could drive individual participation. Any thoughts or comments on that? I know I've already given, I've certainly put it out to the CC or the TLD world list already, to the CCNSO member list, tweeted it, that kind of just very basic thing, but also looking to get some thoughts and comments on how we could better stimulate participation in this critical comment period. Any thoughts or anybody have
Byron, this is Bart. Mary has still either is it Mary, is this an old hand or you want to raise a new point?
I'm not raising point.
Oh. So but could you lower your hand? Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we can hear you, Mary.
Sorry, I have to lower my hand. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
One thing, Bart, I noticed even just on the CCNSO website, that's not up yet. Can we make sure that a link to...
I will talk to Gabby and Christina. They're also in Los Angeles, so... we'll make sure that there is a link and a link to the announcement as well and put it on the highlights. So today it should be easy for us to arrange that. Maybe Carolina, Byron, if you don't mind, are the regional organizations doing anything about it?
Carolina, if you're talking, you're on mute. We can't hear you.
She didn't hear the question.
Hi.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I am here, yes. I didn't hear Bart's first part of the question because I'm using my phone and my computer at the same time.
The question is, as Byron raised it, are the regional organizations organizing anything or either to draw attention to the proposal and or submissions? Will they submit anything?
Yes, definitely, yes. Center will definitely send something, will send a submission. Like TLD, it all depends whether it'll be more of a board submission rather than a general assembly, general membership submission. I'm not aware of APTLD and AFTLD. And with respect to outreach of the proposal and everything, we are circulating and re-summarizing and debriefing and internally in the lists I'm seeing from my sister organizations and in like TLD, trying to digest this information for our members. It is not a very good month of the year for us in Central America. It's already beginning to be holiday season, so it's a bit difficult to get people streamlined and committed to the process, but that's what I be saying on my side.
Thank you. Martin has his hand up, Byron.
Okay, thanks, Carolina. I'm definitely going to reach out to the ROs as well, just to try to reinforce this message and really reinforce how important it is for all of us to be trying to spread this word as much as possible and inspire as much participation as possible. Thanks. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Byron. I can't speak to Centre, but I was at a meeting yesterday with Peter, He has already sent information out around the center mailing list, and I think our intention is to try and do a sort of key points document and send out to the members. Whether that will then lead to a common position that will come in from center or not, I don't know. But it certainly would give the center members something to go on if they wish to put in comments themselves. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Martin. So it sounds like the ROs are pushing the message. We'll get it up on the CCNSO website. It's already obviously on the ICANN website in full. And one of the other things I would like to try to do is to be able to reach out to certainly the CCs that have a couple of communications and marketing engine within their own organization to try to use those and lever those to get the message out. You know, I know each of us have our own sphere of influence or contact base, and we really need to try to leverage those. So that's something else I'm also going to try to do. If we could get that, Martin, if we could get that fact sheet or summary from Center, that might be helpful. Do you know when that's going to be ready to go?
Not really. It's going to need to be written first, in between all the other things that need to be done. But certainly I will be looking at it over the next 48 hours or so. So with luck, we ought to get something out during the course of next week.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, then. Let's move on to the final item on the list right now, which is coordination between the stewardship oversight process and the accountability process. I think right now, at least, there has been some communication between the respective co-chairs of each of those groups. So they've at least had some interaction to begin with, which is positive. You know, on this one, since it's such early days for the accountability process, my sense is that, you know, right now there just has to be a high awareness that it's important that be the case, that there is some coordination, particularly in light of some of the specific recommendations coming out of the stewardship process. But I'm not sure how concrete a set of actions we could take at this point, but I'm certainly open to discussion on it. Are there any particular thoughts or concrete suggestions here?
Hello, it's Martin here. I think one of the things we do need to keep an eye on is that between the stewardship group and the accountability group, there is quite a significant, not necessarily overlap, but mutual interest between what's going on in each group. And in particular, there's been a lot of the discussion in the cross-community working group on names on the stewardship that has been just flagged as being more appropriate for the accountability group. So I think probably from where we are from the CC community, we need to keep an eye on the handover between those two requests being responded to. Otherwise, there is a risk that we'll get a bit further down this path and find that the other group, the accountability group, hasn't picked that up properly. So it's just something that we ought to, just out of our own best interest, make sure is being followed. Thanks.
Yeah, good point. Thank you, Martin. Alan?
Thank you, Byron. Just back to the stewardship, the schedule requires that the sponsoring SOACs meet to approve or reject the proposal by the end of January. And many will see the linkages, interdependencies, use the word you want, with the accountability process, which will be, frankly, a lot less advanced at that point. And I'm concerned that they may use that as a pretext to miss that deadline. In other words, what's the hurry? The accountability guys, have already got going. And so I think, Martin, in particular, the ICG has to reinforce the fact that the ICG has a lot of work to do to knit the three proposals together, and that's why you still have to meet that deadline in January. So, there is that step that some people may want to gloss over or take for granted. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Any other comments or suggestions here? Bart, I'm going to have to rely on you to be my eyes on Adobe Connect.
Byron, yes, I know. So just one more thing, following up from what Alan said, and this is more a process procedural point. I think, as Alan rightly pointed out, say by the end of January, the SOs and ACs need to take a decision whether to support or parts of the full proposal. I think we need to ensure, and this is for Katrina, you, Byron, and Keith, that we have the time and have a CCMSO Council meeting scheduled around that time. I'm not sure yet, but it's an action item I'll take on, but we need to follow up on that one as well.
Absolutely, yes. Okay, well, thus concludes the... Is that Mary?
Yes, that was Mary.
I couldn't hear what she said. Mary, could you repeat that?
No, Carolina has her hand up, Byron. Mary is typing.
Carolina, go ahead.
Hello? It's breaking. I'm not... Oh, my God. Yeah. You have resolved it?
We can hear you.
Resolved it? I couldn't hear. If you can hear me, I can hear you.
Oh, Mary, we can hear you.
All right, then. Okay. All right. But it goes up and on. I think that first thing goes up and on.
Carolina has still her hand up, Byron.
Go ahead, Carolina.
Thank you. Yes, my question was regarding the notes that I'm seeing here. And how we can help from the ROs. I mean, would you like me, on behalf of LACTLD, to send sort of a log of what we are doing and how we are reaching out to members, or maybe copy Bart in, even if our messages are in Spanish? I mean, they're usually in Spanish and in English to our members. I mean, to see whether we can create sort of stronger points of synergies and contacts there. I mean, it's an open question.
Carolina, that would be great, and not just for the purpose of reaching out, but also for the purpose of documenting. One of the requirements under the RFP is that, say, the CWG document its process, and say one of the things we've done until now is document the outreach efforts as much as possible at a reasonably high level, and the closer we get to the 19th of January, the more important it will be.
That's excellent. So I'll be sort of summarizing everything we've done and all our email list logs and the webinars, and not just the webinars organized by the CWG, but we had a webinar I ran just at the ICANN meeting, the week before the ICANN meeting in LA, and then Eric ran another one. So, I mean, I think we can get something interesting there in terms of sharing more of the stuff we've been doing, and you getting more insights as to how we can better coordinate this.
Yeah, and that's one. And then secondly, if you could ask your colleagues from the other regional organizations to do the same, that would really
I will.
Yeah? Okay. I'll put it down as an action item for you, and I will send the notes of this meeting to everybody on the stack.
That's excellent. Count on it.
Thanks, Carolina. That's great. With that, we'll conclude the agenda as it's been put to us. Hello? Okay. Are there? Can you please mute your phone? Are we okay now?
Mary, could you please mute your phone, please?
Thank you.
All right, I'll give it another try.
Okay, I moved my. Let me see whether I'm the one that is.
Yes, Mary, you are. Could you please be so kind to mute your phone?
All right, are there any other items that people would like to bring up before we bring this call to a close? Any suggestions for further agenda items for the next call? Or maybe I will leave you with that thought. And please, if you have any proposed agenda items, if you could surface them to myself and Bart in the days or week preceding the next call, that would be very helpful.
And the next call is scheduled in 2 weeks. I will send out a reminder.
Thanks, Bart. Okay, thank you, everybody. Until our next call, have a good couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Have a good couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Bye. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.